Hufa, Koschendel, Amayla, Sveikov. So that's Pshar, the Mishnah in Mishnah Tyrus. The Mishnah in Tyrus that says, Stam Naziris Lokyo, goes according to Rav Leza. The Madach, when a person is only being Makdish his money, that doesn't mean so much to him. Still, Minas Sofik, he means to include the Kfiyoso. A Sofik, he also means to include. So, of course, when somebody makes a neder upon him, if you hold that you do not mean to include your animal is mutter, for sure, when you're putting an issa something to gave to you, that you can't eat this food right now, minasafik, you don't mean to put the issa upon you. So, now that's the machloikis, Reb Leza and the Rabbonin. Omalay Abaya, Abaya says, Bamaya kimta lasafu naziris lokim, who do you want to say that this Mishnah in Tahiris goes according to? That there the Mishnah says, Safu naziris, you could go lakula. You want to say Rabbi Leza? It goes according to Rabbi Leza Shita. If so, Eima Sefer. What is the Sefer of that Mishnah in Tyrus says? The Sefer of the Mishnah in Tyrus says like this. Eima Sefer, let's see the Sefer over there. It says over there, Sofik Bechoris. If somebody has a Sofik, whether this animal is a Bechor or not, you have a Sofik if it's the firstborn or not. Echad Bechori Adam, whether it's a question of the firstborn of a person. The Echad Bechori Behema, whether your own animals and you have a suffix, if this is the first animal that came out of the mother's stomach or not. Bein Tameya, Bein Torah, whether the animal is tor, that there'll be a shiloh of a carbon involved. Bein Tameya, whether it's a behema Tameya. In Alokhuris, HaMoitzim Mechver Olav Araya. As Minas Sofik, you don't have to give it to the Kayin. Minas Sofik, it has no Kedusha, this animal. Rather, we say HaMoitzim Mechver Olav Araya. The Kayin that wants to be able to take away the Bechor, we say he has to bring a proof. Because Vice says it's called a Sufik in money, whether this animal has a din b'chor on it or not. Does the Kohen have a right to get it or not? That's the klal. But your mumness, we say, HaMaitzim Echavei Rol of Araya. Like the Ran says, Kogain Sheyol de Zoch when a cave. The case is, they gave birth to twins, a boy and a girl. Then you do Eza Hoitzi Rosh HaRishon. We don't know which one came out first. Did the girl come out first? Then there's no din b'chor here. Did the boy come out first? Then there is a b'chor here. So therefore it says over here that Minas Sofik, you don't have to give the money, or the Kohen can't come and take it. We say, HaMoisim Echaveri Olav Araya. For Tony Allah, but we learned on this year though, the Asurim Begiz of Avoida. But it says at the end of the mission though, that this Sofik Bechor, the animal of Moshul, even though it's a doubt whether the girl, whether the male came out first or the female came out first, still we say the male is also Begiz of Avoida. You have to be knowing, true, you can keep it, you don't have to give it to a Kohen, but you have to be knowing that a Sofik, maybe it has Kedushas Bechor on it. If it has Kedushas Bechor on it, it's also the Giza Bavoida. Even after it gets a mum, you're not allowed to share off its wool and use its wool, or you can't work with it. So the Ran says, but Tony Allah, we learned on this, Asura the Giza Bavoida, Sefer the Mastis and Gufa, the Sofen the Ziris Lahokil, that Mishnah in Tyrus that says, you want is that sign according to Rabbi Leza. That says, Safu Naziris goes the Kula. Vachi Porach. And the same thing says what? The Minas Sofik, it's also the Giza of Yavoida. So here it's a theory now. So Ran explains like this. Bishlei Mila Muklin Lok Rabbi Leza. If you wouldn't have said, Milakura, what Shver is, it's a theory in the Mishnah anyway. What is the God that we're saying now goes according to Rabbi Leza? Stamazai, we have a theory in that Mishnah. The beginning of the Mishnah over there says, Sofik Naziris, you go lakula. You see, a Sofik is, sir, you go lakula. If you have a Sofik, you have your Makabal Naziris upon you. No, not Nazir. Yeah, Sofik Naziris lakula. We want to say, goes, yeah. One second, this, yeah. So you want to say that goes according to Rav Leza. That says over here what? That Hikisha Sakfi, Rav Leza, Hikisha Sakfi. So around the says like this, the Rana says, so Vishlei Mila Mukmin Lok Rebel, if you don't want, if you would not put it on according to Rebel Ezra, like Kasha Reisha Slefer, the Reisha, the Sof and the Zeris Lokil. There's the Reisha over there is not this case of Tyrus, this mission of Hikdisha Sakri. But it's going back to Reisha, the Mishnah is Sof and the Zeris is Lokil. And then the Mishnah is Zuof Sofik Bechuris, that is Asur Megiziv Avoida. So Ran says, Tamazoy, there wouldn't have been a steer in those two, the Reisha to the Sefer. If not for Reb Leza. Mishum the Gufa, lo Mylin Shlesveika. I would tell you a chilek, that the Gufa, the person, was the self to give you a makabel, you made yourself into a Nazir or not. To put an Isra upon yourself, people don't do it Minasafi. So therefore, Sofik Nazirus is Lahokil, because on yourself you don't put Isurim. Mashenkin over here, Sofik Bechayrois, there it's not you, it's your animal. Maybe on the animal, there Menas Sofik, we do put Isurim. So the ration is safe, it wouldn't have been a kasha. But just if you want to say no, now that the Pshat from Sofik Nazirus Lahokil goes according to Rebbe Leza, that Rebbe Leza says, even by Memoinoi, if you makdish your animals, you do not mean to be makdish a kvi. So you see, even your money, also menasafik, you don't go l'chumra. So then it's a steer in that Mishnah. How could the end of the Mishnah say, if you have a safik b'chor, the halacha is that we say it's also b'gizva v'avoida, you go l'chumra, I, according to Rebbe Leza, by your money matters, you have to go l'kula. So if you, the way we say now, that at the beginning of the ratio of this Mishnah of Safik Nazirus Lahokil goes according to Rebbe Leza, so Rebbe Leza holds that even by money, also you go l'kula. Then it's a sira. How could the end of that Mishnah of Safik Nazirus Lahokil say that Safik Bechoros is also Begiz of Avoida? Why? So Amalei answered back like this and said, no, there's no sira. Amalei, Amai ko Madmis. Maybe there's a big difference. When does Rebbe Leza say you go l'kula? That's the kedusha boi de yodim. If a person has to go ahead and be makdish his animals, so we say he only means to be makdish something that's vaday. His vaday behemay means to be makdish. A kvi, it's a doubtful whether it's called an animal or not, that he does not mean to be makdish. So his money matters. Where he's being maktashit, minasafik, he doesn't mean to be maktashit. So that's the pshat from Sofik Nazirus Lahokil also. Since by Nazirus, you're putting the Yisr upon yourself, we have Lazar says, whenever you have a doubt, if you mean to put the Yisr, we say you don't mean to put the Yisr. But there's no stira why by Sofik Bechoros, there we say it is also. Because the Bechor is not totally in your Kedusha, a Bechor is born a Bechor. Hashem puts the Kedusha on a Bechor. The first born animal, that's a male, has Kedusha's Bechor. So here you have two first, you know, the twins were born. You don't know which one came out first, the girl or the boy. So therefore, Menasafik here, you have to be Machmir. So maybe there's no Stira. Even Rebbe Leza agrees to this. That there's a difference. When you put the Yisra upon yourself, you're being mocked to something, or you're making the Ziris upon yourself, then we say Menasafik from a doubt, you don't mean to put the Yisra upon yourself. But Mashenkein, where it's not a question you're putting the Yisra, where it happens by itself, where the Torah puts the Yisr, then you have to go to Chumra. So for the Yiraisi, you have to go to Chumra. That's more answers. Amaiko Madmis Kedusha Bo Mialeo. Like by a Bechor, where the Kedusha comes by itself, Le Kedusha Bo Bidayodam. The Kedusha comes Bidayodam, that's more Kula. There we say, in a Sofa, you don't mean to put the Yisr. So it says, Elo, if Eli Kasha or Kasha. If you want to ask a Stira, this is a Stira I have to ask. Stira is like this. Says Alocha, Sofik Mashkin. You have a Sofik if water was Makabal Tumor or not. So Ran says, Sofik Mashkin means could go in Shahoshit Tomei Yodai, a man that's Tomei stretched out his hands. Labena Mashkin between different jars of water. Then you do him Nogabhen. We don't know if this man that's Tomei touched any jars of Tumor. We don't know. So we have a Sofik if this Mashkin is Tomei. So it says, Sofik Mashkin li Tomei. Tomei. If the doubt is if the mashkin itself was makabel tamei tuma, we say yes, it is tamei. So Rambam says kolayma letumas atzmai to say if it itself is tamei as din lechumra, we have to go lechumra to say yes, it itself is tamei. Mar says though, but letamei achirim. If you want to know now, if this water goes to touch something else, then we say different tar. If it's a doubt whether this water now touches something else, is it matama that other thing? We take a go. We say it's tar. The Tomei Acherim, they were Mekel. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. And it says, V'chein Oye Reb Lez Oye Mekidvarov. Reb Lez also said like this. So the Chura, you see Reb Lez also said like this, that what? That Safik Tumas Mashka Taka Tomei. So Kashri is, how could you say Reb Lez says, always oh, Minas Safik, you always go Lekula. Why do you always go Lekula? Here you see Reb Lez says, a Safik, you did itself with Mekaba Tuma, we go Lekumra.
Alright, turn off.
How could you say Reb Lez is the one that always says Lekula, and here Lechur it says that Rameya says if you have a suffix, if this water was makabel tumor or not, we have to say it's tamei. And it says what? V'cheinu yer bles roimi kedvorov. So now stam the Gemara to Steve, is that true? Well, mi svilu l'Reb Lezer l'tamei tamei. Is it true that Reb Lezer should say, if we have a doubt, whether a person that's tamei touched this water, whether it was makabel tumor or not, is it true that we should say it's really tamei? Well, Tanya, we learned like this, the Gemara M'sachem we had. Reb Lezer Oimer, Ein Tumis L'mashkin Kolikir. Reb Lezer holds that Midiraisa water cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Midiraisa, there's no Tumas Mashkin. It's only Midirabonin that water, a Mashkin, could be Mekabel Tumah. So the kasher is then, if it's only Tumah Midirabonin water, Minasofik, it should be Mutar. How could Reb Lezer say if we have a Sofik doubt? If a person that's Tumah touched the water, we have a doubt if he touched it or not. Minasofik, the water is Tumah. How could we say that? How can we say the water is tumim in a sofik? It's only tumim in the rabbanin. According to Reb Lezer, for sure it should be mutter, because Reb Lezer holds that midiraisa there's no tumas lamashkin kolikar. And Teida, bring your proof. Sharei heyid yosi ben Yoezer isterida al ayil kamsa dochin. One edus that Yosi ben Yoezer said over was that al ayil kamsa a certain type of a locust that dochin is tor. This type of a locust is kosher, you're not eat it. Secondly, he said, the Yamashkin base mitzvah chaya. That means in the base of Migdish, where they used to make the shchita, all the water that was found there that they used to use to clean up the place with is dochin. That water is tor. Even if a mace or somebody touched it, still the water is tor. Now, why is it tor? Because midiraisa mashkin is not makabel tumah at all. It's only midirabonin that mashkin is makabel tumah. It's the old mashkin water that has the power to be matayer people, to make a mikvah out of water. Therefore, water can't be makabel tumah. That's Reb Lezer Shita. It's only midirabonin that water is makabel tumah. So in the base of Mikdash itself, they didn't make any gzeris. So that's what Reb Lezer said. So now the question is, how come over here if we have a suffix? If a tummy touched mashkin, if it's tummy or not, the churut should be a suffix midirabonin, and a suffix midirabonin should go lakula. So Gemara says like this. According to Shmuel Diyom, he says, that the Reb Lezer said that mashkin is not makabel tumah, he just meant to say it's not metama, something else midiraisa. Avotumah satsman yeshben. But midiraisa water could be makabel itself. It itself could become tummy. If you learn like Shmuel then Shapa, then it's very good that Reb Lezer agrees water could be makabel tumah midiraisa. Just if water is tummy, even if a mace touched water, and the water is a rishon or nava tumah, it can't be matama something else midiraisa. But it itself could be makabel tumah midiraisa, then it's good. Since water itself could be makabel tumah midiraisa, so if we have a suffix, if a tumitic person touched it or not, it's a suffix midiraisa, you can go to Chumrah. Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Yama no. Not only is it tor to touch something else, but the Yama doch in Mamish, that Rav says of that that Reb Lezer said, Mashkin is tom is tor. It's not makabel tumah, means even in itself. If a tomatic person touches water, midirais, it's tor. It's doch in Mamish. Since so meikla meimer, how could you say then that Reb Lezer says, Sofik Mashkin is tomei? How, Mike, what can you say? Gemara says, Elo, what you have to answer like this. Hor Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon. It was known that the Trutzim, the original stira, between one our Mishnah says, Stam the Durm is Lahachmir, and another Mishnah says, Stam the Ziris is Lahokel, it's a different machlokes, not Reb Lezer, but totally in Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon. The Tanya will learn like this. If somebody says, Hareni Nazir, Im Yesh Bekri Hazem Meyakur. Somebody says, I want to be a Nazir, if my bundle here of wheat, I have meyakur 100 bundles, 100 kur of wheat. If you could count 100 kurs of wheat here, I'm becoming a nazir. What happened was v'holach u'motzah shenignav. When he went home to count it to see if it's there, it was stolen. Oy shav, it got lost. So the kids that we have a suffix if this person is makabel naziris or not. We don't know if there really was 100 kur or not. If there was 100 kur, there the guy's a nazir. If not, not. So what should we do? Reb Yehuda matter, Reb Yehuda says bin Asafik, we go to Kula. We don't know for sure if there was 100 or not, we have to go to Kula. Reb Shimon Oyser, Reb Shimon has to go to, Reb Shimon says he go to Chumrah. So Mele our Mishnah says, Tam Dorm Lahachmir, goes according to Reb Shimon, that the Asafik if he's Makabal, the Zeros or not, we go to Chumrah. And that's what the Mishnah says, in Tyrus, that Asafik and the Zeros is Lachil, goes according to Reb Yehuda. Now, stand the mercy steer of Rami Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Stand the other steer in Rabbi Yehuda's. Mi Yom Rabbi Yehuda. Loi Mael Inshin Ashla Sveik. Is it true that a person doesn't put himself into a doubt? If it's a doubt if the Naziris is Chal or not, whether he really has 100 Kur there or not, we say with a doubt he didn't mean to do it. Reminu Avakasha. Rabbi Yehuda Loi Meh Stam Truma Bi Yehuda Asura. Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah says that in Yehuda, Stam Truma is also. Since people living in Yehuda is near Yerushalayim, they're used to the Truma Talishcha. Therefore, when somebody says that this food should be to me like Truma, he meant to say with the Kedushas of a Kedusha of the Truma Talishcha, therefore it's also. Uvagolu, somebody living far away from Yerushalayim, Muteris, Sheinan Shea Golu Makirines Truma Talishcha. Because people living far away in the Golil don't know what it means Truma Talishcha. Therefore, they don't mean to say the food should be like Kedusha, but rather they mean it should be like Truma, regular Truma of the field, and that's Mutter. Now, Taima, what's the reason the Ein Makirin? Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that in Anshe Golu? It's Mutter because they don't know about Truma Talishcha at all. When they say their food should be Ketruma, like they mean 100% Ketruma of the field.